for sale to Scribner's for the magazine serialization of Death in the Afternoon. Things were going well between him and his second wife, Pauline, and he was intrigued with his current project, In to Have and Have Not, where he intended to bring fictive life to all the Key West lore and legend that he had accumulated since moving to the island city in 1928. Not a bad moment then, not by any stretch of the imagination. The end of a good day's effort, a drink in hand, a breezy porch to lounge upon for a glance at the day's events, until everything suddenly changed. Storm warning was the banner headline Hemingway found in front of him, and just below, the details of a hurricane feared to be coming Key West's way. In those days, weather forecasting was primitive by modern standards. The storm, which had formed off the coast of Africa sometime during the last week of August, had moved across the Atlantic, undetected by the likes of modern-day satellite eyes or storm-chasing converted bomber planes, and now it was zeroing in on the United States. Ships steaming southward to Havana were the first to encounter the disturbance. Then a minimal hurricane with winds hovering in the 75 miles per hour range. The reports were